producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. You keep listening. We keep talking. It's Doug and Rich in this hour of the Good Day program. With consideration to what's going on as a result of this snowstorm last weekend, there are always ancillary things. We're talking a lot about what happened on the ground over the past 4 or 5 days, but there are things that happen in the air. These violent storms don't just affect what's going on the ground, but depending on how high up they are, and this was one of those high storms. It was at 25,000-30,000 feet. So what else is at 25,000 or 30,000 feet?
Airplanes.
You guessed it, airplanes. And what happened on Sunday was indicative of a lot of reports, although this was the worst one. An American Airlines 767 flying from Miami to Milan, Italy, encountered severe turbulence and had to land in Newfoundland. 200 people on board, flight crew, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There were 11 of them. Fortunately, there were, well, and flights like this are always three pilots, even though there's only two seats, because the third pilot rotates. They have, on the international flights now, American, well, most of the airlines that do heavy international have in these 767s, 777s, and now the new 787s, they have three, because the amount of time it takes to get, for example, this is from Miami to Milan, which is normally, if you know how the sort of the North Atlantic breaks down, if you fly from Boston to London, it's just about 6 hours, about the same amount of time it takes to fly to Los Angeles. New York, add another 40 minutes. Philadelphia, add an hour. Washington, add an hour and a half. Miami, add 3.5. And then from London to Milan is another almost 2 hours. So by the time you're done, you got about a 12-hour flight. And that's about as much as you can stretch one of these 767s. So the pilots are only supposed to be on duty for 8 hours. So they put three of them and they just swap them around. So these three pilots all working together, because apparently it was very turbulent. The seatbelt sign was on. Mm-hmm. People were bouncing around. And as usual, people who don't pay attention, even though the flight attendants, I mean, I can see what's going on in the plane. I can see the flight attendants. You know, what kind of numbskull gets out of his seat when it's so obvious? Once in a while, I mean, I do it when there's a, not necessarily there's turbulence. I won't get out of my seat if there's turbulence. But if the seatbelt sign is on and I got to go to the toilet, I'll go to the toilet. And they'll say, well, Mr. Stefan, and normally, you know, they know who is sitting in the front. So I know they'll tell me, Mr. Stefan, please sit down. And I'll say, yes, I will, as soon as I take care of business. And you know, so, I mean, those things, you can kind of get a sense of. I'm not the only guy, but I am one of those guys. Anyway, the recording from the plane that was posted on liveatc.net. Richie, see if you can find that. I think we need to go there more often. Liveatc.net. The most seriously injured person was a flight attendant who got a really bad cut on her head. There were four ambulances and a fire truck on the tarmac at St. John's, Newfoundland. This is why, you know, those of us who fly a lot, and I haven't been back and forth over the North Atlantic for quite a while. I'm going to Israel in a couple of months, and I think I'm going to go to Czechoslovakia this year and maybe another trip to Europe. And so when you think about what the consequences are of running these two-engine planes, 767, 757 now is being used for shorter haul, mostly from the East Coast, Boston, New York, to London and Paris. That's as far as you can stretch those. They're a good plane for a 6-7 hour flight. And then the 767, which is a wide-body plane and a very good, very strong workhorse for Boeing and the airline. Most all the airlines have them. They've used them as the plane of choice for 30 years to do international hauling, 777 superb plane, a larger double aisle plane, and then the new 787. All of these planes have only two engines. The days are gone of four-engine planes for the most part. You still see four engines on the 747 that is used in mostly Asian circles, but sometimes you see them on Africa routes, Middle East routes, that sort of thing. That big 380 Airbus, that's the double, it has two complete floors on it. 580 people can get into that thing. That has four engines on it. But and I think some of the other, there's an Airbus, I think the 380 that has four engines. Otherwise, everything's got two engines. So let's say you go across the North Atlantic and there's about 3 hours in there where there's no place to run, no place to hide. You're out there. There's 3 hours. Let's say one of the engines craps out. What do you do? That's nothing. I can't ever remember being encountered. You know, you hear stories all the time. For example, the Air France plane that went down about 3 years ago, I think it was, summer flight. I got involved in some weather off the coast of Africa and went bye-bye. And that's turbulence. But it appears, the speculation is the pilots were not well experienced. They didn't know how to handle turbulence. If you're an experienced pilot, you get out of it.
3-249er heavy, go around, fly, maintain 3,000, turn left heading 180.
Is that from Flight 206?
No. I can only see the live feeds that they have, so this is Atlanta.
Oh, really?
At Hartsfield, yeah.
Oh, really?
So you can just, it's basically like when you plug into your headset on the plane.
Yeah, the United, you can hear.
Channel, yeah.
All right, so play a little. This is fascinating stuff. I love this.
It's just live, so whenever they talk, you hear. That's it.
It's on a 2124, old program with 210, we're at it, Papa.
So this is Atlanta.
This is Atlanta, yeah, the tower.
That's air traffic control telling them in the airplane where to go to next.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
249er heavy, 180, maintain 3,000.
249 heavy means that it's a dual. A heavy plane, designated heavy, is a 67, 77, or 87 wide-body plane. That's why they call them heavies, because they're bigger and they get more attention. Anyway, I thought you might have. That's good, Richie. Thank you.
I'm allowing you to play for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
I'll tell you, if you don't follow Roberta Fasinelli on Facebook, our friend Roberta, who's with us sometimes, mm-hmm. She posted a picture. She flew from New Orleans to New York on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and posted a picture. They were above the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Really
looking
cool.
Down.
It's just solid, fluffy white below the plane.
Yeah.
Just like a flat white cloud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's some great pictures.
You can see.
Yeah.
Really
cool. Take some great pictures. In a moment. Shooting deaths and gun control. An examination for a few minutes here on Good Day. 14 past the hour now.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the team. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
17 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, a 7.1 earthquake knocking items off the shelves. You may have seen some of the pictures or the video posted in various social media, what happened in Alaska. A lot of nervous residents, people listening to us up there, what happened. No reports of any injuries. Four homes were lost, though, to explosions or fire following the quake. The cereal boxes are all over the floor. Jelly all over the floor, Richie.
What about avalanches and stuff like that with all that snow?
Well, I think that's you look at the where people go to ski.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of that. I think there's probably some. I'm looking at a skier rolling down off of a mountain. It looks like about 90 degrees, and not affected by the avalanche, but or at least I think he was he had started. When the earthquake took place, you can see the videos, he's okay, but he lost his bearing, if you will, or his footing when the avalanche, I mean the earthquake took place. There was no avalanche, wow, though, in that area, but you can see
30 seconds, that's a long earthquake.
That is, yeah. Not as bad as the one last year, 7.9. I think closer over to the Aleutian Islands, though, from what I remember. Anyway, it's good to keep up with that sort of thing.
Goodness.
I was talking about this investigation that was done of shooting deaths and how it relates to gun control. Food for thought. Did you know that almost two-thirds, about 65%, looking at the number here, of all murders in our country involve guns? Government says that suicide, firearm injuries, the fourth leading cause of injury deaths in our country. Motor vehicle accident injuries, the first leading cause of injury deaths last year. Unintentional poisonings were second, and then falls were third. Among the suicide deaths last year, firearms used most often, 50%, followed by hanging, 23%, and intentional poisoning, 18%.
Wow.
Men more often than not. Women, you never hear of women really committing suicide a lot, certainly not with a gun. Females use poison when they dispatch themselves more often than not. But I'm just looking at some of these stats. The second most used method or utensil in self-inflicted homicide or suicide is a knife, a sharp instrument or object.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of like in Japan they commit harakiri. Yeah.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear they talk about gun deaths in the United States, and a large portion of that numbers is suicides.
Well, the other side of it is the number of people, and when you look at just people who are killed in violence, black women have the highest death rate from firearm-related shootings than any other ethnic group. So there's something else to be upset about in that circle, that corner. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Old $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Five songs from this week in 1988, starting with the Bangles version of A Hazy Shade of Winter. Music quiz, Rizzi, who did the first version of Hazy Shade of Winter?
Simon Garfunkel.
There you go, bingo, he gets the prize, which is to work with me.
Yeah. There's a really funny video moving around this weekend on social media, and it's of Art Garfunkel in the studio recording a song, and I don't know what song it is, but apparently he doesn't like the way the song is going, and the guy just rambles on for like 7 minutes, and the producer is just like, yep, gotcha, I'm with you, Art, let's go, and man, he sounds like a total kook.
Yeah, really. That happens from time to time. All right, we're going through the top five this week in 1988. Bangles in number five position. Here's George Harrison with number four.
I got my mind set on you. 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 But it's gonna take money.
Good song. Let it establish itself a little bit. Harrison, number four this week from 1988. Got My Mind Set on You. Who did the original version of that? Why am I blanking? Was this his song? All right, singer Tiffany with the number three song. Could have been something beautiful. So beautiful.
What year was this?
This would be this week, 1988, Rizzi.
Okay.
Third week of January.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a good pop singer. The good pop group from the time was NXS. Number two belonged to them.
Love it.
Need you tonight. Crack it up, Rizzi.
Something about you, girl. Something about you, girl.
makes me sweat.
What a great, great, great band they were.
In excess.
I had a guy have to go hang himself with his belt buckle in a hotel room.
I'm sorry, you just heard me talking about suicide. Second, the most frequent way of offing yourself is suicide with hanging yourself.
I'm not so sure it was intentional suicide. I think he was doing some crazy.
Well, that's what like David Carradine.
Yeah,
was doing. He killed himself.
Yeah.
Number one song this week, 1980, belongs to Michael Jackson.
Another guy that killed himself.
Yep. No, or not.
Unintentionally.
Yeah. Some people say the doctor did it, but he couldn't get himself into a place where he was comfortable with himself.
Right.
And
he made the doctor do it. So.
Yeah. You made me do it. You made me do it. Well, suicide being committed by a lot of people who are eating meats raised with antibiotics. We're going to talk about that in the next half hour. Plus, an infant car seat recall. You still using seats for your...
We use a booster for Juliana.
Yeah.
Because she's still too short.
Small.
So the seatbelt would go across her neck.
Yeah.
So she needs a little boost up. Sean, no.
Yeah. No, he's out. Okay, we wear seatbelts in the back seat, right?
Yep.
Is he always riding the back seat?
If we go somewhere in the neighborhood, I'll let him ride up front, but otherwise, yes.
This past weekend, we all, Megan and Miles and I, went to the farm sanctuary here north of Los Angeles, and there were a lot of things that came out of that that meeting, I suppose maybe a meeting, and we went for a tour because Miles had never seen some of these animals, and I kind of wanted to see how the sanctuaries run because I want to do that with my farm in Massachusetts. Man, what a bunch of hooey from some of the people that were there. I'll talk about it in the next half hour here on Good Day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A monkey, an animal rights organization, and a primatologist walk into a federal court to sue for infringement of the monkey's claimed copyright. Sounds like a joke, right? But it's actually a line from a real court document filed by a lawyer for a photographer who was sued last year by the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. To make a long story short, a monkey in Indonesia took a picture of himself using a camera that a nature photographer had left unattended. It was hilarious, and the monkey's selfie went viral. Unfortunately, that's when the real monkey business started, and PETA sued the photographer. It claimed that the monkey, not him, should get any money generated by the photo. Let's be fair. I know our legal system sometimes seems like it's gone bananas, but I'm happy to say that a federal judge has just issued a tentative ruling upholding common sense. He says that a monkey can't own a copyright. PETA, however, pledges to keep fighting. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Strong, you know how the expression Boston Strong got a hold of everybody after the marathon incident? Well, here we have the Doug Steffen Good Day Strong. We have people who are strong in mind, spirit, body. Let's see, what else do you need? Spirit, mind, emotions. That's it. Strong emotions. We express our emotions here on Good Day. Richie and Doug are at the helm at the moment. This past weekend, my grandson and my daughter and I went to a, I guess you would call it it was a lesson in reality at one of the farm sanctuaries. There are four of them. This fellow, Gene Bauer, who's been on this program a couple of times, Richie, had started the original one up in upstate New York. And last year, John Stewart opened a farm sanctuary in New Jersey with his wife. And that's gotten a lot of attention. There's one up in Northern California, and then one opened recently in Southern California here, about 40 miles outside of Los Angeles, in a facility that used to belong to Mr. Bauer's former wife. Apparently that's how they got it in whatever the settlement was. That's not the point of the story. The point of the story is that many animals are they're sort of working on second chances. You may or may not have heard the story this weekend. We have it at DougSteffen.com about the cow who escaped from a slaughterhouse. That was one of the big discussion conversations. The people, one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is because the naivete expressed by people, we went on a tour. And, of course, I'm dangerous when anybody brings me on a tour of a farm.
Right, because you know more than the person giving the tour.
I do. Right. I know more of the people who are running this facility. But I wanted to have my grandson exposed to these animals. And, frankly, it was my daughter's idea. She thought it would be a good idea for both of us to go up there. And so one of the stories that came out as we were wandering around, seeing the goats and the chickens and various animals that have been rescued in one way or another, because that's what they do. The story of the cow captured by police after running away from a New York slaughterhouse.
This animal was taken to an animal sanctuary and named Freddie Mercury. The video, if you look at it, Richie, shows this cow. It's a Hereford cow trotting past shops. Now, remember, well, you don't remember, but I'm going to tell you. Cows like this are raised for beef. This is a beef animal, a Hereford.
The only reason it's born is to end up on your burger.
That's exactly. The only reason it lives is because it's going to end up on your plate. So anyway, it got out and it was running through the main streets of New York, shops, restaurants, all kinds of people were shocked to see this. And so what happened, it didn't go to one of these two sanctuaries that I was talking about on the East Coast that had been started by Gene Bauer, but yet there's another one run by a fellow named Mike Stura, S-T-U-R-A. He picked up the cow last weekend in New York and brought the cow to his Skylands Animal Sanctuary, which is in Wantage, New Jersey.
Yes, Phil?
That's her.
Yeah.
Where's Julie? Where's Julie?
Yeah, I mean, this cow would be probably 18 months to 2 years old. That's when they get to their prime. Supposed to be in the, he was ready to be slaughtered on Friday, would have been what they call these packing houses. The cow would have been slaughtered, and then the beef portions, they call them sides, would have been dressed off and then brought to a butcher shop. So anyway, this cow got out of the slaughterhouse. These stories happen from time to time, and they're good. I don't slaughter my cows. I don't believe it. One of the things we were talking about at this sanctuary on Saturday was what happens to the animals. And this young lady, 23, 24 years old, very well-intentioned, but has been completely indoctrinated. One of the things these sanctuaries go overboard on is they, not to the point of being abusive, but uninformative or uninformed. And I guess the best way I can tell you that story is to relay a conversation I had with somebody else who was on this tour with me. Fellow came in, and I was listening to his voice as he was asking questions. He had a really deep, nice, smooth voice. And I said to him during the course of our walking around, I'm hoping you make your life with your voice, make your living. He said, I do. I'm a professional singer, and I also am a voiceover artist. Voiceover, for those of you who don't know, people who do commercials, radio and television commercials. So he was asking a lot of questions of me, and because he found out I was a farmer, and he also wanted to know about the various animals. And when he was done, he walked up to the people in the office and gave them a check for $1,000.
That's nice.
And so then I looked at the books, because they have magazines that support what they do. It's a public non-private, I'm sorry, a public non-profit corporation that last year raised $20 million. And they only spent
wow.
10 of it to run the farms.
Wow.
So they got a lot of people paying a lot of attention. And it's because of the abuses. I tried to have a little conversation. Megan got uncomfortable with me, so I didn't go too far, you know, because I didn't want to sound like a know-it-all. But some of the things they were saying were just inaccurate about how they're pretty much referring to all of agriculture as industrial agriculture, and the culture of the farms is not to take care of the animals. Well, that's true in way too many of the cases. There are circumstances where these calves are raised in crates and they can't move because they wait till they're 4 months old and they kill them and use their meat for a veal, and they don't want them to get muscly, so they keep them in a crate where they can't really move, and they never develop the strength to stand up, so most of them lay down and they're in their own feces. It's a mess. Same thing with pigs.
Is your grandson a vegetarian?
My grandson, well, he hasn't had any meat. I don't think he's had any
meat. He's not old enough yet, is he?
No, right. He's a year and a month, a year and 2 months.
No. If he's a year, he's...
He's had some...
Okay,
they've had
some solid food then.
Megan, he has a lot of solid food. Megan grinds everything up.
Yeah.
And then when we were, like yesterday, we had breakfast out, and I give him little things when I'm not supposed to.
Like bacon.
Pieces of muffin. No, I didn't give him any bacon. But he's got his teeth. He can still, he can chew all that stuff
sure.
right now. All right, so anyway, one of the things that came about is a discussion of the Food and Drug Administration. One of the things that really set me off was how she said, we need more government protection so that the bad farmers won't hurt us anymore. We don't need any government. We need education so people can make up their minds for themselves and see clearly with some of the great movies around, like Farmageddon. And
I'm sure you stayed quiet when she said that, didn't you? You didn't say anything, did you?
No, of course not. You know,
yeah, right. You would never open your mouth like that.
But they're right about the abuses, the antibiotics. The Food and Drug Administration says the sale of antibiotics last year rose 23%. And then I love it the way they say, agriculture industry is bracing for regulators to put forth stricter regulations. They've been trying to do this. You don't need to do it. What you need to do is educate people. If you want to eat meat or anything that is pure, then you will go, hopefully, the organic route. You'll go to your local boy, you go to a local farm, you watch as people pick the vegetables and the fruits and stuff, or milk the cows, or better yet, you go out and pick them yourself. If you can do that, now's the time to be looking around for good CSAs, community supported agriculture.
Yeah,
you pay.
Yeah, we have a bunch of that here.
$700 for a year. You go once or twice a week and pick up whatever they have that's fresh at the time. You maybe go out and pick your own stuff. I just think that this is an important area in which we need to educate ourselves. We don't need the damn government to bring in more regulations because they don't enforce them anyway. Why bother? That's why there are problems. The definition of a problem in this circumstance is understanding that the government isn't doing what it said it was going to do and making people do what the laws or the regulations say they're supposed to do. So you do the work, you find out, and of course, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, ADM, Cargill, they don't want you to know where the beef comes from. They don't want you to know where, for example, Dole this past week had a recall of lettuce packs, or I guess they're really called, I think they're called salad packs, because they got lettuce and spinach and carrots and other things ground up and chopped up and put into this bag. But as happens all the time, when listeria or salmonella or E. coli present itself, whether it's in milk, in meat, in milk, in vegetables, or in salad prep material, these things are not cleaned well. And when you consider the volume that they're washing and packaging, you can understand how these things happen. So the way around it isn't for everybody to go crazy and say, oh my God, I'm not going to have any more salad. No, just make sure you either buy the fixings yourself or you go to a local store, you go to a local farm that is going to guarantee you that stuff is sourced locally. And then you bring it home and you clean it yourself.
Yeah, I don't problem bag salads anymore.
Well, you open up the bag salads and people's tendency is not to wash them because they think, oh, they're already clean.
Right.
So they put them in the dish and they put the salad dressing on them and they aren't clean.
They even write on the bag, triple wash.
Yeah, wash them.
Whatever.
Wash them.
I'm still going to wash it.
Wash them. So don't be blaming Dole. In this circumstance, Dole is responsible, or the farmers that grew this stuff for sure and packaged them wrong. But hello, it's your responsibility to clean this stuff up yourself. Like fruit, clean it up. You know, a lot of people, when they serve chicken now, they actually bleach it. Put it in boiling water, throw some bleach in it, because the chicken today is so awful. That was one of the things they pointed out at the sanctuary. So bad for you, because there's so much crap. Do you know the average chicken that you get in the store, or you buy at McDonald's, or Subway, or wherever it is, those things have only lived about 40 or 45 days. And they so fill them up with so much stuff, they can't stand up because they're weighted. Their breasts are so big, they fall off of the rails that they're on. Many of them don't. Their feet never develop, so you know they just sit there for 40 days, and then they kill them. And it is if you saw what these these places did to kill these chickens and prepare them, you would never touch another piece of chicken in your life.
How's that going down with your bowl of Wheaties?
All right, there you go. I'm just trying
to help. No. Hey, it's all good stuff. But you get on a roll, and
I know, okay.
I got to throw a rock in your way.
All right, here it is. It's 45 past the hour on Good Day. Second chance, third chance, fourth chance. How many chances have I had today to do a good job? I got more for you in a matter of moments here on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
For me, it was a big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, here we are, 49 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Fort DuPont Ice Hockey Club in Washington.
Yes.
The antithesis of racism in a sport that is known for not having any black players. Here we are in the racism kick again.
Very few black players.
You very, very infrequently see a black hockey player.
There are a few, but...
Other than in this club that is all black... The coach says they built a generation of black hockey players and black hockey. What a shame. I look at this and I think to myself, and this is the sort of reverse of the same stuff we're talking about.
All black hockey team. Why not just have...
Right. The best players. Well, but there aren't many players in Washington. There aren't many kids in Washington who are white. They live in the city proper, right?
In Washington, D.C., yeah.
Yeah. How many black kids, I mean, in ratio, is it 10 to 1, white versus black in Washington?
I would say Washington, D.C. is 70% black.
70%. All right. Well, this is a black team that is 100%. They started in 1976 doing this, and they've been doing it ever since. And a lot of the black players that we were talking about play, if they can find a job in the NHL, are most of there's racism there. They don't want black players. I don't think black players can work in hockey, which I find interesting. The Bronx Zoo has a new cockroach offering. They're going to sell you dead cockroaches to give to your girlfriend for Valentine's Day. Check that story out at DougStephan.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stephan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Richard Schemmel is here from BuzzFeed. He's a tech media observer. A lot of things going on, as is the case every day. So we'll go through four or five of these things and explain how they affect you in just a moment here. Technology in review on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
55 past the hour on the Good Day program. Tech Talk time. Richard Schemmel is here with us on Good Day. Twitter heads of product, media, and engineering are all on the way out, it would appear. A couple of new board members are joining. What's going on at Twitter? Why is there so much turmoil over there? Is this a sign of the present or the future, Richard? What do you think?
I think last week Twitter had an outage.
and heads started rolling after that. Their stock took an immediate drop last week, and I think corporations are reacting very quickly in the tech sector when there's a real problem. They have to report to the stockholders, and Twitter's been talking about increasing the number of characters you can do, but I think the outage had a lot to do with it, and
what caused the outage?
They really haven't found out yet.
So that means that everything melted? Is that what you're saying? That everything froze?
Stopped.
It just stopped.
It stopped.
Wow.
It stopped.
So now would be a good time to buy the stock, it would seem to me. Yes? Would you buy Twitter stock today if you could?
Not really, no.
Really?
Because you never know when it can happen again. Mm-hmm. Like there are too many variables when you buy stock. Too many people control what can happen to the stock price. Mm-hmm. Remember The Big Short, the movie, what happened there.
Yep, right. Okay, that's a thought. So you wouldn't buy any stock in any technology sector?
Not today.
All right, wait till tomorrow. Folks will ask him that later this week. Another new iPhone, the 5 SE, rumored to be coming out in March. Why? And will it be better, or is this just another way for them to clip some dough for you? And as a side story, Richard, are people signing up for that monthly, $30 a month, and we'll keep you on a new iPhone forever? Did that work out?
Working out. I see that the numbers are up there, and they haven't discontinued it. What they want to do is bring you into the stores. They want you to. It's almost like a negative option where you have to keep coming back over and over again.
Well, that's what they want you to do.
and the new iPhone, or the rumored iPhone, the 5 SE, is basically the inner workings of the 6, the 8-megapixel camera, the front camera, and the Apple Pay chip.
Mm-hmm.
In a smaller version of it's like what the iPhone 5 was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just more of the same sort of thing. It's more of the same. Gadgets. Apple was paid $1 billion by Google to retain its search bar on the iPhone. I found that fascinating. That thing to them is worth that kind of dough. Did you see that? $1 billion?
Yeah, I saw that. And what I also saw is that Apple provides Google, I think it was like 8% of their income with search bar.
Woo!
And if you go on your iPhone and you do search, you see the Google bar at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
The thing is, if Apple goes to another provider of search, that would really hurt Google's income. Not that it's going to hurt Alphabet's income, but it's going to hurt Google's income when that much of income revenue stream is provided by one company.
Google now, parent of the new company called Alphabet. Google is just one of the companies in Alphabet, right?
That's right.
All right, let's congratulate Adele. The Hello YouTube video is the fastest one ever to reach 1 billion views. 87 days, that's all it took, breaking the 158-day record held by Gangnam Style. Wow, this is pretty amazing. Richard, thank you. Richard Schimmel on Good Day.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.